A man convicted for the 1993 murder of Sudbury police const. Joe McDonald has seen his day parole extended. Granted day parole in October 2023, the Parole Board of Canada opted to extend that day parole on April 8. Additionally, Pennett may also be eligible for pre-release leave privileges. Peter Pennett, 59, is one of two men convicted of murdering const. Joe McDonald, a young officer making a routine traffic stop in New Sudbury on October 7, 1993. Also charged and convicted was Clinton Suzak. The Correctional Service of Canada confirmed to Sudbury.com that Suzak, who was also serving a life sentence for McDonald's murder, died of apparent natural causes on February 18. Together, Pennett and Suzak ambushed, pistol-whipped and fatally shot McDonald. They were convicted of first-degree murder in 1995 and sentenced to life imprisonment with no chance of parole for 25 years. Since his release on day parole on October 16, 2023, Pennett began living at a community-based residential facility, CBRF, under the supervision of the parole office. After your release, you completed the CBRF's Next Steps program. You opened a bank account, completed your taxes, obtained your status card, and connected with an elder and the Indigenous Community Liaison Officer. You worked with a doctor for pain management and applied for the Trillium Drug Benefit, the board decision states. Your case management team, CMT, held off on referring you to the ICPM Community Maintenance Program as you were enrolled the CBRF program. Pennett has been working part-time at the residential facility performing maintenance duties and cleaning. You spend most of your time at the CBRF and the YMCA. When you are out, you attend appointments, run errands, and jog, the board stated. You have been maintaining contact with your family through phone and video calls and text messaging. Your CMT notes that you are highly institutionalized and require time to adjust to your new environment. They report that you openly discuss your anxiety and frustrations with them appropriately. The board said it received no information that Pennett has breached any of his release conditions. All seven of your urinalysis tests have returned negative, other than for prescribed medications, the decision reads. You are subject to regular alcohol screening at the CBRF and these have returned negative. You have been progressing through the CBRF's curfew and call-in schedules. You routinely update your whereabouts if there are changes to your previously submitted itinerary. You have been completing your daily chores without issue and have demonstrated a positive attitude to reintegration. The CBRF supports your continued residency at their facility for a further period of day parole. In short, the board found Pennett has been using his time on day parole for its intended reintegration purposes.